So apparently, this, you know, was obvious to everyone, and it created a bit of a stir, and it made the national news. This was on NBC. I saw a few news articles about it. And, you know, he had to explain himself to reporters. Of course, there's really no explaining this. He just thought he could do this. I don't know which is worse, the idea that other drivers might be legislating while they're hitting me, or the idea that my legislators might be driving while they're passing laws about me. But yeah, we have a person in a leadership position thinking that this is acceptable. Well, he kind of knew it wasn't acceptable because he tried to hide it, but still, he tried. And I've seen a surprising number of examples of this sort of casualness in my own life. When I first started doing in-person will signings earlier this year, again, I think it was the very first one. My clients walk in, husband and wife. Husband walks in, I introduce him to my notary and my witness, and so we're standing there, and finally the wife walks in, and she is glued to her phone. She's talking to her phone, she doesn't even greet us. And the husband says, oh, we have to be quiet because she's in a Zoom meeting. I'm like, okay, so how much longer? And she finally looks up and says, oh, it'll be about 2 hours. And I said, oh, do we need to reschedule? And she said, oh, no, I can sign stuff. I just have to pay attention to this. And I said, well, no, you have to pay attention to us for like 15 minutes. We have to ask you questions, and you have to answer them. And, you know, if you're not paying attention to your will, that's a grounds to have it set aside. It could be contested. We need your attention for 15 minutes. And she was a little put out by this, and she and her husband exchanged some looks and probably that telepathy that some spouses have. And finally she said, well, they're going to let me give my spiel in a minute, and then I'll be able to set my phone down for 15 minutes and pay attention to this. So we did that. We got to hear her little speech to her boss and her supervisors and her coworkers. She was talking about her team and the work they were doing. This might have been confidential information, but we heard it. And then she did set her phone down, and we had our will signing, and it was all fine. But I think she got away with it with her boss. I don't know that they ever found out that she was in two meetings at once, and that she was ignoring them for 15 minutes and maybe sharing confidential information. But even if that boss didn't figure it out, they are eventually going to figure it out. And they're not going to be keen to allow these Zoom meetings. I think judges are going to feel the same way. You know, judges are going to figure out that when a witness is testifying over Zoom, they might not be there. They might be in another meeting. They might not really be paying attention. During the pandemic, I watched a Zoom trial. It was a friend of mine who had a case that came up for trial, business litigation, and it was all on Zoom, so I thought, well, this will be fun. I'll watch this. I knew something about the business. What struck me about it was the opposing side, when he gave his testimony, he gave it from his car, over his phone. He didn't even try to hide it like this guy. And he was just sitting there lounging in his car and holding his phone, and he acted really annoyed, like the judge had interrupted him between errands or something. And he was dressed in a t-shirt. He wasn't taking it seriously. Whereas my friend, you know, took it seriously. He was wearing, when he testified, he wore a suit, and he was at his lawyer's office, and his lawyer had set him up in a conference room all by himself so there'd be no feedback. And they had good sound, good lighting. And it looked like he was taking it seriously. And my friend got a better result from that case than the other guy. I mean, it was one of those cases where some issues went to the one side and some issues went to the other. But overall, my friend was pretty happy with his result. And I can't imagine that the other guy's attitude towards this trial had some effect. It was a bench trial. And I know judges are impartial. They're supposed to be impartial. The vast majority of them are. I respect them for that, but at the same time, they're human, and it's really hard to be completely impartial when someone is treating you with a lot more respect than someone else. I can't believe his lawyer let him do that. Well, no, I can't. Well, I'm sure his lawyer didn't let him do that, but, you know, clients sometimes just do things. And that's not the only example I have. Also, during the pandemic, my homeowners association had to hear an appeal from a homeowner who wanted us to waive a bunch of late fees. He'd paid his dues very late, and then he was shocked that there were late fees, and he wanted us to waive them. And we said, well, you're entitled to an appeal. You can attend our next meeting. It's over Zoom. Here's the link. He said, well, I don't know how to do Zoom. We said, well, okay, we have a phone number you can call in. So he called in when we were having our meeting, and right away we had trouble hearing him. There was a lot of background noise, a lot of mumbling and stuff. And finally, he admitted that he was walking around a hardware store with his young daughter. He was shopping and babysitting while having this appeal. And as soon as he admitted that, I saw the faces of the other directors on my little Zoom grid, and I could tell they were not going to waive any of his late fees. Because if he's not going to take this seriously, why should they? And this is just the way we've progressed. Something about Zoom makes it feel like it's not really important. And I think this is a problem for the legal system, when you think about it, because it's the formality of the courtroom, the seriousness of the proceedings, that encourages people to tell the truth. And if you're participating over Zoom and the courtroom is a tiny little square in your hand, you're not going to feel that same sense of awe. You're not going to feel like, gee, this is important. I really do have to tell the truth. And I think we're going to have, you know, a degradation in the quality of proceedings if we try to keep doing everything over Zoom. And I think judges are going to see that if they aren't already seeing it. So these wonderful Zoom hearings are probably not going to last for much longer just because, you know, some people can't behave properly. Of course, lawyers are sometimes problematic also. I don't have any examples of lawyers behaving badly in a Zoom meeting, but there was this phenomenon last year that surprised me the way lawyers handled it. In April of 2020, so that was actually 2 years ago. Wow, this pandemic has been going on a long time. In April of 2020, Governor Abbott issued an executive order that temporarily suspended the physical presence requirement for certain notarizations, including self-proving affidavits on wills. He did not suspend the conscious presence requirement for will witnesses.